to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about Fresno politics, retail, entertainment, and other stuff. I am Joshua Teehee, aka Famous Whitewater. With me, as always, Mike C of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, hello.
Hey, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Flowing.
Flowing with Famous. Yay.
Yay.
So we're going to talk all about Fresno, because that's what we do here on the show.
Yep.
Where do you want to start?
There's all of the Fresno.
There's so much that's happened since last spoke.
Well, the Fresno PD has even more power than
Fresno
you could
PD.
Imagine.
They
I've
big
become
brother
more powerful
than you could ever imagine.
Just remember that Chief Dyer was retired for 5 minutes there,
right?
A few years ago.
Oh yeah.
And now he's just like,
whatever happened to
now
that?
He's still got big muscles and now
whatever
he's even more power.
So before we start into this, I would like to just point out that you know, they say just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not watching you.
That's right.
I say, just because they're watching you doesn't mean you should be paranoid.
All right.
Yeah. So so we've talked about this on the last few podcasts, this new, what is the shot?
I forget the name of it.
I want to call it Shot Caller.
Yeah. Guess what? We're naming it.
It's the Shot Caller. Yeah.
That's it. Hashtag Shot Caller. If you want to be, if you're on Twitter and you want us to really know that you listened, hashtag Shot Caller, because I'm going to watch for that.
So, and this is the technology that they have. It's somehow hooked up to some listening devices, and it can detect gunfire, and then it sends a message to the police department, and they say it can help them better police. You know, they arrive to the scene quicker.
Right. If they're in that zone for the shots fired, they can, yeah, we kind of mentioned it when they first came up with the concept, but now it's in place.
It can differentiate between calibers of bullet. It's crazy.
Caliber, yeah. It can tell you whether it was the
front yard or backyard. It's crazy, yeah. And they have this, I guess, in other cities, San Francisco, Oakland, you know, places where people get shot a lot, I suppose. Detroit probably has it.
Big shooting cities.
Anyway, so
all the top
shooting cities have it. So they had this, and they unveiled it recently, and they had this whole thing where they actually did like a live demo in my part of town, where they actually went out and they had police on the streets. I don't know if they blocked off sections of street or not, but they had you know, parts of the police came out and they shot guns, and they told everyone in the neighborhoods. They left them little notes saying, don't be frightened.
There's going to be gunshots.
Yeah.
Did they shoot it up in the air?
I don't know.
They couldn't, because that's like part of the problem, like with 4th of July, which we'll get to. But as you know, they come down, the bullets come down.
They could have been blank. I don't know.
Maybe they shot them into
crack addicts.
Into Chief Dyer's
into
biceps.
Meth heads.
They shot him. Go ahead, shoot him. see if anything happens.
So they did that. Well, now they have this, and I'm looking at the Fresno Bee. State-of-the-art crime tracking system unveiled, right? So they have this new, what they call, it's a technology hub that will control a variety of high-tech gadgets and software. Real-time crime center.
It's a whole thing.
Real-time
it's beyond the,
crime
It's beyond the shot caller.
Right. It combines everything. So all of the stuff that the Fresno Bee has, that the Fresno PD has at its
disposal. Oh, 40 and slip there, huh? Right? What's going on at the Bee? What kind of cameras you got at the Bee, bro?
So everything that the Fresno PD has at its disposal, which is like hundreds of cameras around town, and at some point probably like thousands, because they're trying to hook up with Fresno Unified School District so they can like get their camera feeds and different things. All of this feeds into one hub, one central hub, so they can control everything. So The thing the other day, is this the one? Okay, yeah. The data, so it feeds it through a database. So if, for instance, they get a call to this house, right?
Okay.
The database goes through all public information for the call's location, from arrest records to pizza deliveries, and gives the address a rating. Green means minimal threat, yellow a possible threat, and red a major threat. This is all done within a few seconds.
Dang.
So, like, if they get a call here, mm-hmm. right, and
my house rates.
Right. Once upon a time, maybe a meth head lived here.
Right.
They didn't take him off the thing.
Never
so,
took him
boom,
off.
So, boom, red. Threat
they
level
didn't know
red.
I moved in.
Right.
So a drunk, happen, a, drunk, but. A drunk guy that walks around in his underwear late at night down the street. Hey!
So anyway, this is supposed to give the police department more. I mean, you know, they want more information when they arrive for, mm-hmm. for these kind of calls and stuff. And I guess it's fine. There is a segment of people who are freaking out and calling, you know, like 14th Amendment or whatever, and saying this is, you know, unconstitutional or whatever. I don't think that's the case. Because, you know, I don't think there's anything against them, like, collecting this information. It's what they choose to do with the information, I think, is the problem. So, I don't know. Is it scary? Are you scared of, like, Fresno PD having all this information?
I'm not scared of it. You don't have to worry.
You're in county. Yeah. So.
I mean, yeah, whatever. The sheriffs don't have this.
Sheriffs don't care. Yeah, sheriff's department. They still send a deputy out.
They just
out
send a dude out roughly half hour later. But I don't know. Yeah, it is one of those things where, like, you're not doing anything. You don't, in theory, you're not doing anything right. wrong. You don't really need to worry about it. What do you care? It.
Right.
But at the same time, you don't like anybody having that kind of power,
right?
You know,
unless
like, who
it's
they?
Google or Amazon.
Yeah,
and then you're like,
Google
whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Google can go buy my house. I snuck it. Google went by my house, and I saw
you,
it coming.
You flipped them off.
No, yeah, no. I was like, no, I wanted to get in there, but still, I wanted them to not see that
okay.
I was in there.
Right, sure.
So I like took this like creepy position in my yard. And they left me in there. I was in there.
Oh, yeah?
My Google Street View is...
Is it still there?
I'm there. Yeah, I'm not clear, though.
Oh.
It's like, I'm kind of like...
You're like the Slender Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be
it
like...
It is. It's kind of creepy, actually.
Anyway.
But, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
But it's who's regulating them kind of thing, like...
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely think there are some questions. You know, I had a question. So Rory Appleton wrote the story, mm-hmm. and we were talking about it the other day. And I son of Ray Appleton. Yeah, he works at the B now.
He's at the Liberal B.
I know, it's crazy. His dad's spinning in his office chair
in his motorcycle. He's just driving around town.
But so you know, my question to him was: so they have this shot caller technology, right? Mm-hmm. And it records like it records these things. So, you know, in my mind, like I think that's in one way a good thing because let's say there is a shootout, an officer involved shooting, and this thing can differentiate between calibers and stuff. Well, suddenly now we can say there is proof that exists. Like, oh, this person shot first. This is what happened.
Yeah.
They shot this many times. Whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Like,
now,
yeah, you can see,
but,
oh, it was a 35
right.
millimeter gun that shot.
But
this,
now the question is this information that they're collecting, because it's collected and it's housed somewhere, I assume, is it like purview of Freedom of Information Act? Is it something that they have to give the public if we ask? You know, because if it's not and it's just done all in kind of secret, well, then that gets kind of scary.
Yeah,
I
that's
suppose.
The thing. I don't know how much are they regulated, where how open are the books for what
well,
they're doing?
So they recently had a in the story, and I'm probably not going to be able to find it, but they recently had an audit, and the audit said it was all good.
All on the up and up.
All on the up and up, according to the police department.
Hmm. So. According to the police's own audit.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, in my mind, I think this is just beginning to be the world we live in. and, you know, all this information exists anyway, you know, so why not, you know, let them have it? I think it's kind of, I'm a little worried about the idea of, like, you know, some computer system designating you designating your house a threat level.
You've got it. What level are your house?
You know,
are we going to have to start putting, you know, restaurants have to put like a, do we have to put that in our window?
I think it's good that the police know that, like, oh, once upon a time there was a convicted, felon or lived at
domestic
this house.
Violence.
Whatever. But, at the same time, I mean, how do those things get updated? You know, right. I live in an apartment. Someone lived there before me.
Yeah, get updated in their system? Like, oh, there's a different person. Clear the books. Right.
Yeah.
Put this one back to green.
I would not like to, you know, have someone show up and shoot me on accident. So.
Right, anyway. Yeah. You move into a place that was red level threat.
Right. Right.
And then somebody,
a meth house or something.
And then you're getting a little loud one night. Somebody calls the cops, and the cops are coming like, "Oh, we got a red level house, SWAT team."
Right. And I was just playing my music.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm just singing from a new album, yo. Punk rock
jamming. I hope you like. So my favorite episode ever of the Simpsons.
Oh, you want to be in a reggae band?
I do. We don't have to talk about The Simpsons. Anyway,
I'm all about Tom and Simpsons.
Well, it's my favorite episode, and it's the one Chief Wiggum, and they find the house, the blind guy with the pot, and then at the end, they're singing Bob Marley. Anyway, all right. I think that's enough about the Fresno PD. Although I would like to hear from people who are a little more...
Who have a red level house. Like, what are you doing?
Well, no, but I hear from a lot of people, or I see things from people who are freaked out about this, and they, you know, are like, oh my God, our freedoms have just been taken away from us. And I feel like that's not the case. And I'd like to hear from some, like, more level-headed people. Like, what do you really think about this? Like, what are the pros and cons? What are your actual real concerns? I mean, there are people who are just like, I don't want anyone to have any information. Blah, blah, blah. Right. But it's like, we don't live in that world. So are there real concerns about this? And I think there might be.
Yeah, there are, but I think this is all coming about because we have a lot of crime here and
shooting.
Apparently Chief Dyer's can't bring crime down with normal methods. Right. So he's looking
with his biceps.
Yeah. His biceps. You would think his guns would be enough. Just like he could just go into just Calwa and just go, and they're like, all right.
On a horse like Vladimir Putin or something.
He should just ride, get one of the police horses
and just ride.
Ride shirtless throughout town, throughout the bad areas of Fresno.
Oh, man.
And you think anyone's going to try shit? Right. They see that. They're like, holy, look at that guy. And he's like, yeah, I'm the chief of police.
You know, part of this, I think, too, is this thing that has been happening lately where, police departments are always looking for, like, new technologies and stuff because they can get grant money for it and stuff, you know?
And that's, I guess, most of this is being paid for grant
money. And so, this is, like, the thing. It's like, you know, hey.
Ooh, grant money.
Why not, you know? Yeah. And so, you know, they're maybe doing things that, like, are a little bit out of the norm or, like, pushing the boundaries because it makes financial sense for them.
The problem with all this kind of technology and all this stuff is it's just, you know, and maybe the Fresno PD realizes this too, I assume, I don't know, but it's just Band-Aids on stuff. Right. The real problem is, like, the neighborhoods are, you know... where the money needs to be going into is making the neighborhoods better from the start.
Right.
And not and preventing,
those, right,
actually preventing crime instead of like getting better at catching crime.
Right.
We need to be better at preventing crime. But I, you know, that's a bigger task than what I can
talk about
on a podcast. But yeah. But it's that, I mean, we'll
you
never.
Just got political.
Yeah. We'll never, that's I mean, good. We'll never fix it by technology.
No.
We have to fix it by just making.
Well, I don't know. There was that Tom Cruise movie.
Oh.
Where they had the, you know, I don't know, whatever the name of that fucking movie was. Okay. So, there it is. Next.
Next.
Moving on.
Well, we're more positive resident news.
Yeah.
We're one of the top friendly, the friendliest city for facial
for
hair.
For facial
bro.
Hair. Well, we're in the top 20.
Yeah, dude. I
we
mean,
we're 13.
It's pretty good.
So, this was last week or a couple weeks ago. This is weird. So, you know, every now and again at work, we get these things come over on the press wires, just little interesting factoids, and they'll get forwarded along.
Very Fresno blog-worthy, Fresno Beehive-worthy.
And they get forwarded along, and people, they send it to me sometimes because they're like, oh, this is a cool, funny, hipster thing. Send it to Josh. You know? So I get this thing.
Josh is our representative hipster.
Hipster. So it's this... company called Wall, and they sell themselves as the official sponsor of facial hair, and they do they make clippers, you know, like
okay.
The shavers.
I
or
was
whatever.
Like what's
yeah
wall?
Like clippers so
yeah.
for facial hair, I guess normal hair too, but so, and I guess they're doing this whole push where like you know, they rank the top friendly facial hair cities, and then they're doing this whole tour where they bring out a bus with like their barbers and like they tour the top 10
cities. I thought
cities.
They had a bus of like bearded, no. different levels of beards.
No, they...
Look at all the beards.
So they drive the bus and you can go and get a shave or whatever, or styled or whatever. And then the money goes to charity and whatnot. You know, it's just publicity for this company that makes these clippers. But so they have like the top... I think they've been doing this 2 years, and they have the top, you know, 50, whatever, friendliest facial hair cities. But it's all stupid. Because I think their criteria for it is like, how many of your professional ball players have beards? I mean, that's really what it, like, because San Francisco was in the top 20, Los Angeles.
They just looked at the Giants roster and like, oh, there's a lot of beards in that roster.
Yeah, yeah. It was really funny. Let's see. Yeah.
Looked at the Grizzlies and like, and, there's beards on the Grizzlies.
Anyway, and so, and they're actually even now, they're sponsoring a beard, of this guy,
bearded brewer.
He plays for the
sponsored.
Washington Nationals. His name's Gio Gonzalez. I don't
yes.
know. He has a beard.
Gio's from the A's and he went over to the Nationals. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
He has a beard apparently.
Yeah.
It didn't seem all that
he
beard-y.
Doesn't have that great of,
like
it's not a... He does not have
he has like a
he's not known for his
beard.
Yeah,
you know,
he's not known for his
beard. Yeah. Anyway, they're sponsoring his beard and
all right.
I don't know. It was one of those things, you know, this happens all the time where like somebody decides to make a list and they put Fresno on it and then we're like, "Yes!" I thought it was funny, so I did
like I usually ignore them unless they're fun.
Yeah, like this one was fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
Whee!
I mean, I don't really know. Like, how do you even contextualize whether this is actual?
How did they actually send a person?
No, I don't
like,
think so.
I would buy think... into it if they, like, just even for a day, just go around town to various
and
places.
Count. If they did the Steve Brandow and just parked on the side.
They did a Brandow.
And watched people walk
by. I'm going to see how many beards
like,
go by me.
I saw 15 beards. As I
didn't see one beard in Chattanooga. Chattanooga's ranked 50th in the beard-friendly town.
No, I bet they just looked at social media and they saw like, well, Fresno has a beard and mustache club. Well, look at, you know. And there's probably a lot of, if you do search like beard blah blah blah.
We need
Fresno
to do,
probably come. You know,
we need to come up with a random ass list and be authoritative on it and get it viral and
let's
like
do it.
Top 10 friendliest cities for
or something. Yeah,
I don't know. Hopscotch. I don't know.
Let's do it. I'm in. I'll make that list. I'll put it up on the BI.
Yes.
So that was fun. Anyway, I mean, it was stupid.
Right.
But, you know, something
stupid
worth talking about. What else is, what else
well,
is,
I think
where
we,
do you want to jump
got,
to?
We got some illegalness to talk about.
Oh,
but first, let's get to band
of
the episode.
The episode. So this band, I don't even know why you would want to have this band on. I mean, I personally...
This band is the definitive punk rock band in Fresno.
Man.
Now, if you go throughout history, you would say, I mean...
There are others, yeah, sure.
Well, obviously,
Capital Punishment.
Capital Punishment is maybe the all-time... representative of Fresno's punk
scene. I think Neanderthals at one point was pretty punky.
Do you consider
punky.
Neanderthals a punk band?
I mean, they weren't in the scene, but I put them as a,
But it'll grow
back.
Joshua Teehee fronted JT Rocket.
Right.
Hardcore.
It's not really hardcore.
Nah.
Punk band.
There's some elements.
Yeah.
But you guys have been doing it for many of the years.
Many, many years.
One of the longest running bands out there.
15 years, probably. Almost 15, at least, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And you got the core.
Core is still me and Chris Eft.
Yeah.
Chris Fletcher. Chris MF, as I like to call him. guitar player, and it's been, you know, and from the beginning, and then the band as it is now has probably been playing for 4 or 5 years together.
What's your band now?
What is it?
Yeah, the band. Who's in the band now?
So, I sing, you know, and do my thing.
Uh-huh.
Chris plays guitar. Yeah. Chris's wife, Brooke, plays bass.
Yeah.
And then our friend Teddy.
Teddy
plays drums. Yeah, that's the band.
That's the band. It'll go back, always looking for a gig, always will play.
Trying. You know, we've actually had to turn down a bunch of gigs.
What?
Yeah, okay, and I feel really bad. So Art Silva of the Artourage has been trying to get us on a bunch of gigs, and we can't do them.
Right.
Because, right now, so Chris and Brooke, they're married. They go out of town quite a bit.
Do marriage stuff.
And so lately they're on this kick where they're seeing like every band that they missed in the 90s. Like, so next is like
they're all touring little clubs now.
Baruch Assault, L7, Primus, Garbage. they're seeing Danzig like three. Wow. So there's just all these bands that they go. So
That is the most beautiful / sad concert going experience ever.
Right. It's awesome. They've been wanting, you know, so he had like all these shows, like, oh, you know, and for one reason we couldn't play them all, and I feel bad now, and it's like, oh, I think that he thinks we hate him, and it's not that we hate him.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Just bad timing.
Yeah. So anyway.
But
we're always trying to play whenever people want us to.
You have a new EP coming out.
We have a new, I guess it's an EP.
Our album.
Well, so here's the thing.
With punk rock. Goes over from an EP into an album. What's the exact count?
So here's my thought about it, though. With punk rock, so we could have 20 songs on an album, and it would still only be like 35 minutes.
That's true.
So is that an EP or is it, you know?
For somebody who has a short attention span, it'll grow back. It's perfect.
Right.
If you don't like a song, just wait a minute.
Yeah, literally a minute.
you might like the next one.
So, it's a full, there's nine songs, and then we'll also, I think, have the five sort of singles that we release digitally. Also on there, and hopefully we're gonna put it out as a CD. So,
Is there a show release show?
Nothing
to talk
we've
about?
Planned, but you know it'll happen. I'm sure.
Well, what's this new song? We're gonna for exclusive Fresno flowing with famous exclusive.
I think the one I have, which also is Work It Out.
Work it out. You gotta do that. Baby, baby.
Oh, what's Work It Out? What's that about?
Work It Out.
It's sex, isn't it?
No, it's not about sex. It's really about, you know, people who are stupid. And then you just like, look, I understand that you're stupid, but this is the way life is. Work it out, you know? Right. It's specifically, I mean, kind of about, I wrote it like about me riding my bicycle and having people like yell at me like I'm some kind of idiot because I want to ride my bike on the street.
Yeah.
And me like sort of coming to a realization like, hey, asshole, this is the world you live in. You share the road with bikes.
I'm doing it properly.
Work it out, right? But it could be anything. I think, you know, gay marriage, I think, is another perfect example of this. Or the people, the Confederate flag. Any of those things where it's like, there is a right side. There's a right side and there's a wrong side. And if you're on the wrong side, like, just work it out. Whatever you got to do to make yourself okay. Do it.
Focus on something else. Right. More important.
This is the way the
just
world is.
Just leave this
now.
Alone.
Right.
If you don't like it, just walk away. Right. Work it out.
Work it out. There it is.
I like it.
All right. So there it is.
And there's just so many festivals in town now.
Oh, man.
It's, yeah. It's almost exhausting.
It is. So it's there is a festival. I think they're actually billing it as a block party, and it's the Summer Sweat block party, and it's happening on the Fulton Mall. July 18th is volume one, from what I understand, and It'll Grow Back is playing.
Nice.
And they're actually trying to do four of them over the summer, and it'll actually bleed into fall, or summer will last until December, so maybe it's still summer. I don't know. And it's going to be four different spots, four different blocks downtown. But it'll be a big festival kind of thing. So that's one thing that's happening, and you can look out for it. I think it's summersweat.com or something. You can find out all the info, and I think they're going to be really cool little shows. I mean, I don't think they're going to be like full on festivals in the way that Catacomb was or anything. There is, though, going to be the 5150 Energy Drink Festival. I don't know what they're calling it. I think it's 5150 Music Fest or something. But it's this music festival. It's sponsored by the energy drink company 5150. It's happening on September 12th in downtown Fresno. There's really not any information yet of who's going to be playing.
Yeah,
ticket prices, anything other than the date. So save the date, September 12th. You know, I've been privy to some conversations about like who might be coming, and I think they'll at least have one or two like fairly big name acts, probably hip hop or EDM kind of stuff. Not a whole lot of rock.
There's going to be that Art Silva having that festival.
Summerland.
At that park. Way out in the west side there.
Yeah, Regional Sports Complex.
Yeah, Regional Sports Complex.
What is that, Jensen? What is that on?
Yeah, it's Jensen and something. I've seen it out there.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one too. I forgot about that, but definitely worth mentioning. So that's, you know, so the Summerland Festival is this, it's a touring show. And it's Everclear.
Right.
I don't know. The Toadies, American Hi-Fi, three or four bands. And they do it every year. You know, Everclear, the guy from Everclear does it. And he puts it on every year, and they have a bunch, like four or five, like late 90s, 2000, like alternative rock bands, and they go on to it. So it's that. And then Art Silva has taken it and just turned it into a like full day craziness. You know, I think there's along with those bands like 30 other local bands playing, and you know, Laser Tag, I think they're gonna have out there, and
he always has some sort of
crazy, I mean, it's just gonna be insane. So yeah, and that's happening in August. I think it's the 13th 14th, something like that. So Michael Graves is gonna be playing that, and someone else. I mean, just crazy, weird lineup. Gigantic. So,
Yeah. There's always something, man. Always something going on.
It's weird. Especially but the music festival man. Thing is, you know, it's like I think someone just, you know, realized or someone told someone like, hey, man, people will come out to festivals. Yeah. We need to start having festivals. And then everyone was like, oh, man, if we put 50 bands together, people would go, well, okay. And then, you know, that's what they do.
I wonder where people would get that kind of idea from.
I don't know, Josh.
I wonder.
Fierce fest.
You said it, not me.
All right. Some retail. We love to talk about Fresno retail.
Yeah.
Love it.
We need to get Bethany to come on to the podcast. I know, because dude. Here's the thing. Everything that I'm talking about is just stuff.
It's just, it's all Bethany stuff.
So if you really want to know, just look for Bethany Clough in the Fresno Bee. But
we talked about it, but now it's open. Lululemon's open.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
You've
been there?
No. Oh. I have no legal reason to be in there. Random dude in Lululemon probably is like, creeper. I'm sorry, sir. We don't allow creepers in the store.
We don't. I have not been. I didn't even realize that it was really open.
The new sporting goods store is open in that new center that's going in on the other side of 41 off of Fryant there.
Uh-huh.
Fryant and,
what's that place called?
It's sporting
Top
goods.
Top 40?
It's a sporting goods store sporting that we've never store. Had. Oh, yeah, like the 40,
Fulton,
the no. magic golden yeah, 40.
Whatever. Bryant 40.
Yes, I know.
So, anyway.
Yeah, but over there.
North 40. I don't know. Anyway, so it's up there. It's a sporting goods place, huh?
Yeah. It's a brand, a retailer we haven't had here in town before, and? So it's something. I don't know.
What do they got there?
I mean, we got REI, so what do, I don't, yeah, what do we need? We got Herb Bauer.
We got Big Five.
Herb Bauer, bro. Local.
Yeah, Herb Bauer.
Just go to Herb Bauer. I don't know why you need to go to other places, but whatever.
I can't remember the last time. I mean, I go to REI.
Yeah, I like REI.
Not all the time, but like often. Otherwise, I can't remember the last time I've been to a sporting goods store. What do you get there?
You get sporty, bro.
What do you get at a sporting goods store?
Camping, all my guns. I get all my guns.
Oh, you buy guns.
Am I shooting guns? No,
I buy my guns at Walmart. I don't buy guns.
I don't even walk in.
Every time when I go to Walmart, I
look at them. Let me look at that.
Three fifty-seven.
Yeah, I use these shooting poles on the property.
Yeah, I don't even know why. Is that something we need in Fresno?
More kayaks.
Okay.
You could kayak down to San Joaquin, bruh.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, being that like we're so.
Well, we're at the base of three national parks.
California's playground.
We're a playground, and we're right up in it.
Right.
And go
so
play.
It makes sense. I guess
it makes sense.
Right. I guess it makes
but
sense.
Just go to Herb Bauer or REI, and
someplace
you're cool.
else. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
But we have it now.
But
what's
we're
it?
There.
You don't even know what it's called.
Well, if you're around West Shaw, you go to Dick's.
Oh yeah.
Mad Duck
is open.
They're doing a friends and family or opening and test out, and so
you're gonna be there,
you're listening to this. No, I'm not friend nor family.
Damn,
but they are up and running.
You would think though that
I think they've got about 7 taps of brewing their own beer. New brew pub for Fresno.
Honey pot something is one of their
One of the beers.
I would have thought that you would have got invited because of the perfect pour.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about the perfect pour.
Well,
they probably should know about it.
They should.
But
they should know.
We didn't get invited. Neither one of us, the three of us, did not get invited. But Mad Duck, we've got a new brew pub in
town.
That's
very exciting.
Next to Fresno State.
Over by Fresno State.
And right by the Maya Theater. And it's cool.
Let's see. This
and then there's Black Ops.
Hold on. This
is
called Honey Pot Blonde. They say it's good, a little hoppy.
Ooh.
These people don't know what they're talking about.
That's good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Black Ops.
Black Ops is going to be officially open in the fall.
Open as what?
As a brewer, like a tap room.
Oh, okay.
Brewery.
Where's that going to be?
It's I believe they're east of the airport. right off of Clovis Avenue. Oh, they're going to have it
over in there, like where they brew. That
kind of industrial, I believe. So. I don't know about their tap room information exactly, but I know that's where they brew. I'm assuming that's where they're going to have a tap room.
Is it good?
I don't know. I don't. People are saying that have had it are saying that it's a good start. Like, they're not there yet,
right?
But they see potential.
They'll be there, hopefully, by the time they start putting it in bottles. There's
potential.
Okay.
And Riley's keeps improving. Madeira's Riley's.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the scene's coming up. And Goldstein's is finally open.
Mm.
We have been waiting forever.
Is it open?
It's
soft opening
right? Yeah. No, I think you can go there now.
Oh, like, yeah?
As we're talking, you could go there.
Well, I should be there right now. What am I doing sitting here?
But I don't think all his taps are going.
So this is for those who don't know, Goldstein's Delicatessen and Death Parlor. No, what is it?
Mortuary. Mortuary.
What is it? Wishon.
Wishon.
Right across from Cafe Corazon.
Cafe Corazon.
It is the new awesome place from Ephraim, who runs the beer garden thing at Gazebo Gardens.
Yep. And
used to have Fresno Brewing Company. And the place is just awesome. His business partner is doing a really good job with the design work in there and everything, I think. So.
And he's going to have bands playing.
That's what they say.
Craft beer bar. I think around 40 taps or something. You want to hear about that because you guys aren't playing yet?
Well, no. It's just, you know, I worry about these kind of places that like...
Oh, if he doesn't have the proper permit,
and then that, it just gets...
Somebody's going to call.
Right, because it's such a thing, and it's so difficult, you know, and not that I want them to do it, because, I mean, the more music venues we have, the better. Why not? I'll go play there. I just want to make sure that, you know, they're doing it in a way that they're not going to be like... 2 months in, like, oh, we can have bands play. Yeah. But they are having a band play. I know, actually, I think I saw in August, they're having the Harmed Brothers come in. This is a band from, I think they might be from Portland, but they're a Americana band. They used to play it
at Fresno Brewing
Company a lot. So, other retail. This is a big one.
Oh, there's a big one.
The Return of Krispy
Kreme. Oh, is this really happening?
Oh yeah, Krispy Kreme is back.
Wow.
It's not back yet, but it is coming back. You know, so Krispy Kreme
made a big splash years ago.
Right, but I mean, back in the day, Krispy Kreme, when it came, I mean, it was like,
it was huge.
Lines.
Mm-hmm.
For miles.
Miles.
People waiting.
Gotta get them donuts.
To get a donut.
They weren't all that. I'm sorry.
Were they even good?
They are, but I would rather have just a regular ass cake donut with chocolate icing.
Give me a
Fresno Donut House, just give me a chocolate icing cake donut and I'll take that over Krispy Kreme.
So I maybe only went to Krispy Kreme once or twice. When it was there, it's, you know, where Chick-fil-A is now.
Right. Yeah, I think I went there once.
But they closed down, you know, and it was like a sad day. It wasn't really a sad day.
It was during the whole low-carb craze.
Was that really what it was?
That was one of the things they cited, yeah.
Anyway, so they're back. They're going to be opening on Shaw in around Bullard Avenue.
The Target
somewhere. I think it's going to be, there, which I think is great. I think that's right in the heart of donut eating land. That's where people
nailed it.
People
love them donuts there.
Well, I mean, I think there's probably a population density around that area. You know,
I like that it's at least it's south of Herndon. Right.
It's going to be a smaller new spot.
South of Herndon.
Yeah, it's going to be a much smaller spot. I mean, people were excited. Still. Excited.
Yeah.
The place left, which means no one was excited. But they're coming back and people are excited. It's so weird. Anyway. Krispy Kreme.
Yay.
Is there any other retail stuff?
No, that's pretty much we got in the retail.
Shut up about retail already.
But so this year, tons of fires from 4th of July.
Oh,
fireworks. Uh-huh. Nobody died. Nobody major got hurt, but plenty of fires.
Fire.
Some people are saying, oh, it was less fireworks this year.
Yeah, so there was a story that I saw from one of the news stations sort of talking about how the police, I think Clovis police maybe, but I don't know, we're saying like, oh, this is a relatively calm year for fireworks, illegal fireworks.
Right.
To which the majority of the people commenting on the site said, what?
Were you in a basement somewhere?
Yeah. Because for the majority of Fresnans, it was like Beirut or something.
It
was crazy, though.
It's crazy,
right?
Loud. There, where we were at, we were in a different county island than my county island.
But a county island still. Free for all, right?
Well, no, because you're not supposed to, in the Fresno County, you're not even supposed to shoot off regular legal fireworks.
No?
You're not supposed to shoot anything off. But people were doing it.
Like in aerials. No aerials.
No, nothing.
Oh, you can't even do fireworks.
Right.
In the county.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, you can't do anything. You're not supposed to do anything.
I thought fireworks were... Nah, is it city?
Only in city. Only in cities illegal.
Not in county.
Yeah.
On the county.
But everyone was doing it. It's just basically... the sheriff's so busy. What like, F it. But we weren't doing... We were doing, you know, stuff we bought at the...
Safe
stand,
and sane.
A Cal Ripken Bullard stand.
Yeah,
got to support Cal Ripken. But the guy across the street from us, not here our house, but where we're at.
Right,
he had bottle rockets.
Now you got to be careful because if you'd say too much, you're gonna get a red level threat.
I don't want to get anyone a red level threat. He had a whole bottle rocket set up. Uh-huh. He was shooting it off over our heads, like. And, you know, just coming directly over our heads, busting. We're just kind of like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And some other neighbors are like, I'm calling the cops on you, bro. And, like, some guy drove by and, like, this, like, shifty-looking guy in a white truck. And he came up to us, you shooting off those bottle rockets? We're like, no, bro. Like, the guy that was shooting off was, like, 10 feet on the other side of his truck.
Right.
But we're like, no, man, not us. And he's like. Oh, and he just goes speeding through the neighborhood, and we're like, dude, slow the hell down, looking for freaking fireworks. But it was crazy. There's no cops ever came. I mean, I hear of people getting arrested, but I've never seen this ever happen ever.
Well, so I was at my girlfriend's family's house, and she, which is like Chestnut and Olive-ish area, you know. And they're like, oh, we're going to watch fireworks, neighborhood fireworks. And I was, you know, me like thinking normal neighborhood fireworks, like, oh, you know, they do stuff in the street. Well, you know, whatever. No, somewhere in the neighborhood around there is someone, and every year they do a fireworks display that could rival Grizzly Stadium. I mean, there were some, and not everyone, but there were some fireworks that were like humongous, like straight up big Disneyland style aerial like thing for like an hour. I mean, it was crazy. So then, and then we're coming back, you know, at the end of the night, it probably, you know, 10:30, 11, whatever, we're on the 160 or whatever. And if you've never done this, you should do it because it really is kind of awesome. You get on the 168 or the 180, probably the 41 too, and you can just kind of see the entire city, right?
Uh-huh.
And you could just see all of the aerial fireworks that were like going off.
Yeah.
Like all the illegal stuff. And it was crazy, and it was happening all night long.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it went way into like it was. I remember waking up at like 2 a.m. and it was still like.
Well, I talked to Craig Sharton at Peeves. I saw him like the following day, and he said he actually took his dog up to the mountains to get away from the fireworks, like just because you know dogs freak out.
Right.
And so he was like, I'm gonna be nice to my dog. I'm gonna take him, but they came back that same night, and he's like, I won't ever come back. You know, next time I'll just stay up there for the night because we came back and it was like till 2 a.m.
Yep.
You know, there are fireworks going on. Yeah.
And there isn't, I don't hear anybody stopping anything.
Yeah, no, that's what I wondered because it's like, okay, they're obviously, this is going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And it seems like you should be able to figure out where they're where they're coming from, you know? Yeah. And I think the story that I saw...
Shot collar, bro.
I know.
Adjust the shot collar.
I think the story that I read was said something about they're going to be sending people, like, tickets in the mail or something. I don't know how the heck we'll they're going to prove that. Though. Yeah. I get a ticket in the mail, I am definitely going to court and saying, I don't know. Do you have a picture of that? Because... Yeah,
that wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. But... yeah, so I'm just interested. I would be interested to hear from people to see, like, what did you... Because everyone I talk to, it's like, yeah, this was a ridiculously crazy... And not that it's even bad, I guess. Like, who cares? I mean, you know, there were a bunch of fires, and that's very dangerous.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, you're shooting these things off in neighborhoods. Yeah,
and like I said, the animals do freak out. Like, yeah, the next day is the number one... animal loose day of the year. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a legal firework shooter huffer guy, but
no,
I don't. I'm also not calling the cops either. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you know,
I'd rather they weren't doing it, but I'm not getting anyone in trouble either. But
you're not gonna,
it's every year, man. Every year, every city snitches get stitches.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't think it's probably any different than any other city. In fact, I saw this video of a guy. He did like a you know,
the one over LA.
It was
thing.
Cool.
Same thing.
You know, but yeah, it was the same kind of thing. I'm sure Fresno looked exactly like that. So, 4th of July. Woo!
4th of July. I did have to hear that Soundgarden song after.
What? So you went and hung out? You had a pool at all?
Of course, man. God, you gotta find a pool.
Get some beers. Get some beers.
Oh,
I
man!
Didn't have any beers.
Tioga, Sequoia, cucumber, Pilsner. Man, rock like home run.
Oh yeah,
home run. Everyone loves that. Like non-craft beer drinkers, craft beer drinkers.
Was it bottled
for during the day? It's not, but they're gonna bottle it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, but I got growlers of it.
Okay. They're bottling it for the food expo.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll have it at the food expo.
Ooh, Frozen Food Expo. That's a big deal.
Coming up in a couple weeks. I think it's July 23rd.
Yeah.
And they'll have it there. Yeah. No, that thing is that is really good.
It's kicking the ass. It's going to be in bottles. Yeah.
Very excited.
So it is time to
plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
And also, you can give out a reco if you want.
Sure.
Recommendation.
I guess a reco would be to go watch go find the Gallows.
Oh,
movie
man, yeah.
Somewhere.
Did we talk about that at all?
We hadn't talked about it yet, but Rick Bentley has a good article.
Yeah.
Look up a Fresno Bee article done by Rick Bentley about the Gallows movie. You got two dudes from Fresno.
Yep.
Made this low-budget horror flick.
Low-budget.
Shot around Fresno, Madera, I think in the foothills, maybe Visalia. It got picked up by a major studio.
Yep.
They did a full
New
press.
New Line and Warner Brothers. Yeah.
It was made so cheap, they joked that they had like a press day kind of thing.
Right.
And that was more expensive than the film.
No. They spent more money on they hired a crane for something, like a crane, like a some kind of crane for the press junket, you know, for maybe a TV, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
The crane, to rent the crane to come out there for the night was more money than the movie cost to shoot. Yeah. No, it's definitely one of these things. It's awesome because it's the equivalent of like a local band getting signed to a major record label. You know, I mean, it really is because it's these two guys living in Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
They shot the film, you know, and they did it like, I think they only shot like part of it. And they kind of like shopped around. They got picked up by the company that did Paranormal Activity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And they said, okay, well, here's some money. Shoot the rest of it. You know, finish it. Do it the way you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So they finished it up. And then, it got picked up by, I think, Warner Brothers, New Line, whatever. And now it's getting a huge release everywhere. They had a red carpet premiere in Fresno. Yeah. They brought them all down. Yeah.
That's cool.
So, definitely, yeah, go see it. I won't see it because I'm yeah. It's supposed to be real scary, though, so.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
Anything else?
Oh, just as always, all the podcasts that relate to around here, like Floating and Famous.
You can listen
Dorktown. Comedy podcast that Josh was on. We had our 10-year anniversary show.
Really fun.
Josh and Hillary were there.
Real fun.
All the whole gang, just about. And then Get Off My Podcast.
Get Off Podcast.
Harrison Ford Podcast. And
Perfect
Pour Craft Beer Podcast. Talk a lot of local stuff.
Right.
So Nick and Matt who runs the beer garden down at Tuga, and Nick, local beer enthusiast and drummer, among other things.
Oh, yeah.
We all hang out, talk about.
Forgot that.
I know, dude. If you're looking for a badass rock drummer or just drummer,
yeah,
look up Nick. He'll do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen to those shows, support podcasting, and all those things. Flowing with Pod, if you want to find us on Twitter.
If you want to find us. I will, let's see, I'll plug my band, even though this is, I guess, the It'll Grow Back episode. But so It'll Grow Back, and you can find us on Facebook, It'll Grow Backs, on It'll Twitter, Backs. With an S, on Twitter. You know, my day job at the Fresno Bee, FresnoBeehive.com. Do a lot of fun stuff over there if you want to read about a lot of the stuff that we talk about. I talk about
in the column every Friday in the seven section.
Let's see, anything else? What else? Should I recommend and or
I don't know, bro. You been to eating anywhere cool lately? Ain't you been eating out?
We went to Popolo's not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I had the buffalo cheesy fries.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. I love that place.
To try those.
So that was really good. You know, I went to Richie's Pizza in the Tower. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I have not been to there.
Pizza by the Slice.
Huh.
It's right next to Million Elephant.
Okay.
They have, I don't know when they're open. A lot of, it, like during the day, I try to go there and I've been unsuccessful many times, but they were open there the other night. I was on my way to something, and I got a slice, and it was so good. So I would recommend that if you're into pizza, especially Pizza by the Slice.
Right.
And, I think that might be
That's
it.
That's enough. Other,
you know.
Shut off the plug music.
Enjoy. Oh, yeah. Enjoy yourself in Fresno.
The
other thing I would say.
Think positive.
Yeah, think good.
Enjoy yourself. It's not been a bad weather at all. It's been all interesting and cool. Right.
Life is good. And
it's all right.
Fresno is a great
place. We got to keep getting better, but we're doing all
right. Right.
Just chill, man.
There it is.
Enjoy Fresno.
I guess that's it. Again, you can find us Flowing With Pod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Flowing With Famous. You can search it. You can look us up. We're on all of your favorite podcasting what do you call podcasting, like
podcatchers?
Oh, is that what they call them?
Sure.
Get out of here. There's a word for it.
Yeah, podcatchers.
Stitcher, iTunes. Is that it?
There's a lot of others, actually. There's one called Pocket Cast. I think it's the one I'm using now. It's either called Cast or Pocket Cast.
Uh-huh. Are we on that one too?
Yeah, because most of the other ones, Stitcher is on its own, where you have to tell Stitcher individually that you have a podcast.
Right, yeah,
but most of the other ones feed off of what iTunes is doing.
Okay,
so if you're in iTunes, usually you'll pop up on the other ones.
All right.
But cool. We're in most
so we're of them, everywhere.
As far as I know.
Find us.
But yeah, this new one, the podcast or Overcast, something like that. But I'm liking
it
better.
You have no idea what
it's called. I'm trying to get better because I'm afraid Stitcher might go away at some point.
Oh, really?
So I'm a little afraid.
Why?
So I'm starting to try to migrate off of Stitcher.
Okay. All right.
Stitcher's getting a little wonky. So.
Why should... Don't talk crap about Stitcher.
No, I'm not. I like Stitcher. Okay. It's still my number one listening app.
Because, you know, they might derank us or something.
They're all right.
Listen,
bro.
All right, well, that's it. I had a good time.
I did too.
All right.
Talk about your friend to your friends.
To your
tell
friends.
Flowing
talk
with
about
Fame. Tell them. Tell Flowing. Say, hey, Flowing with Famous.
Flowing with Famous.
And they'll be like, all right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Go over there.
We talk about Fresno. If you have questions, please, or comments, send them to us. We want them.
Yeah.
TheFresnan@gmail.com.
Yes.
Don't bother me with
don't
bother me. I've got the other
send them to Mike, and Michael
send them to me.
We'll show them up. All right, that's it. I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2.